This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Generals from 20 conservative states are threatening legal action against the Department of Homeland Security's newly formed Disinformation Governance Board, which they said will have a chilling effect on freedom of expression and described it as un-American. Unconstitutional would be the word I would use.
Now, the good news is that almost all the big tech platforms now acknowledge some responsibility for content on their platforms, and they're investing in large teams of people to monitor it. While content moderation can limit the distribution of clearly dangerous content, it doesn't go far enough.
This MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
If it were that simple, it would merely be irony that the Biden administration, led by its chronic serial fabricator-in-chief, is just going to bypass that worthless old First Amendment and set up an Orwellian Ministry of Truth led by esteemed disinformation regurgitator Nina Jankowicz.
So what I'm encouraging individuals to do in particular, just your normal average everyday citizen, is to practice informational distancing, where recognizing that disinformation and misinformation often run on emotional manipulation, when you feel your emotions rising, to just walk away from your device for a little bit, let yourself cool down, and then start to consider the source. Why does that particular source have an interest in emotionally manipulating you?
We're going to begin tonight with that alleged terror plot and the chilling plan. The FBI says it stopped before it could be carried out. A plan to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and then what they were planning to do to her. 13 suspects arrested, including 7 alleged members of a right-wing militia group.
The Local 4 defenders first told you the men charged in the plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer say the men who trained them the entire time were undercover FBI agents. Now, a new court filing obtained by the defenders, filed by so-called ringleader Adam Fox, says paid FBI informants were also the ones to come up with the plan to kidnap the governor and attack her summer home.
Jankowicz has praised the debunked dossier author Christopher Steele and vehemently claimed that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation. But Jankowicz's manic zealotry is far more complicated than what appears on the surface. Jankowicz's resume reads like a quintessential job application to the Biden-Ukrainian Corruption Corporation, an organization hell-bent on New World Order Russia regime change fueled by the fleecing of the American taxpayer. In 2010, Jankowicz attended a university in Russia. In 2017, she was a Fulbright Fellow in Kyiv, working alongside the Foreign Ministry of Ukraine. She has also served as a disinformation fellow at the treasonous Woodrow Wilson Center and as supervisor of the Russia and Belarus programs at the National Democratic Institute.
Republicans are criticizing your decision, the administration's decision, to choose Nina Jankowicz to lead this disinformation board. They say she is not somebody who is neutral. Your response?
Eminently qualified, a renowned expert in the field of disinformation. Absolutely so.
Bullying is really quite ferocious. It's when a huckster takes the lies and makes them sound precocious by saying them in Congress or a mainstream outlet. So disinformation's origins are slightly less atrocious.
When the department picked her, was the department aware of her TikTok videos?
Senator, they're
really quite precocious.
Senator, I was not aware of those videos.
And as the multi-millionaire Wall Street leeching Democratic Party eggs on World War III and funnels in billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars to one of the most corrupt countries on earth, Ukraine, corruption blatantly tied to the Biden family, Jankowicz fronts an effort mirroring the totalitarianism being wielded on Ukrainian dissenters, an effort that would make the Ukrainian Goebbels worshipping Azov battalion very proud. Ask yourself, what is the end game for a ministry of truth? No, don't do that. Your door's being kicked in. John Bound reporting.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two on this live Monday, May 9th broadcast. And I cleared the decks, but no guests today because I want to take a lot of phone calls. But MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, is able to pop in at the bottom of the next hour. She'll be with us for 30 minutes. But the next hour and a half, we're taking a ton of your phone calls. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have the big Ukraine news. Vladimir Putin vows, as in 1945, victory will be ours. Jill Biden visits. So does Bono and other crooks. We're going to be looking at that. And we've got huge COVID-19 lockdown 2 coming news, if we don't stop it. We have got so much to break down on the new Ministry of Truth and more. We have millions of regular listeners, wonderful people. You know who you are. But we also have millions of people that just come through occasionally and listen to see what it's all about. And what it's all about is the rest of your life and the rest of my life. The globalists have decided to cut off the resources to the general public and to bring in a post-industrial world to then force depopulation. That's the stated goal. And I've got more quotes from the Davos Group and the UN, more video of them saying it yesterday and today while they meet in Switzerland to decide the future of humanity. And so this broadcast is really about getting people to become active in their futures and learning how the world really works and learning who the real power players are so we don't get run over by these corporate fascists and their leftist minions. Speaking of Marjorie Taylor Greene, was called a big win Friday afternoon, and the judge said, after putting her through the ringer, that the Democrat Party lawsuit trying to block her from being able to run for office was unconstitutional. She's not been charged with a crime. She's done nothing wrong. She won her last election in a landslide. She's an amazing lady of courage and intelligence who's gone through a lot. How can you bar somebody just because they wanted to challenge an election legally and lawfully, something Democrats do every time there's an election? How can you do that? So how is it really a victory to say, oh, the judge said that she can run for office? The judge shouldn't even have heard the case. All the other cases brought against more than a dozen members of Congress, like Gozer and others, the judges said it's unconstitutional. I'm not going to hear it on its face. If they were convicted felons, then you can say they can't run. And I think that's even unconstitutional. I think once you've done your time, you should be able to run for office. But the idea of saying that conservatives and populists and Christians and nationalists, America firsters, that we are trying to steal elections when the Democrats are being constantly caught doing it, amazing evidence in Inés de Sousa's new film, 2000 Mules, while they're trying to block the public from being able to have the candidates of their choice to run the most fundamental assault on voting rights one could imagine. All right, we got a lot of callers here. Start going to them right now. Adam in Oklahoma has a question. He says, who is Q? Would you like to elaborate on that, and then I'll tell you who Q is.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Alex. I appreciate you taking my call. A few years ago, you painted some broad brush strokes about who Q was and how possibly it exchanged hands and things like that. And at one point, you threatened that if they didn't come out and say who they were themselves, that you were going to do it. And, you know, I can't listen all the time, but maybe you did cover it at some point. But I never did hear names named about who Q is.
Well, I'm on record saying that Q was lying, that Trump would be back in office on January 20th. And
Do you have names of who Q is?
Let me talk for a second, okay? Q is such a horrible thing that I hate to even talk about it. All right? Q is anonymous. So it's when people would call in and ask me, who is the anonymous hacking group? It's any group wants to call themselves anonymous. It's the same thing with Q. It's called esoterica or occult. Occult means hidden. When you see the movie Eyes Wide Shut, based on real things that went on, when they go to the satanic orgy where the woman's killed, you don't know who anyone is. They're wearing masks. So that's why historically people wearing masks generally aren't the good guys. And so it's a tar baby because people love a puzzle. They love a scavenger hunt. And they want to feel like they're part of something magic and secretly getting orders from President Trump and that everything was fine and everybody was going to get arrested and Trump was going to end up being emperor and everything was fine. And it was all a delusion to make people think everything was okay so the Democrats could steal the election. And yes, I do know what happened with Q. I do know who started it. I do know what happened with it, but no one wants the truth, so I won't tell you. How about that? Just, what do you think it is?
Tell you the truth, I don't know. I do think it's a psyop for sure, but it seems to me like it's just time to take the mask off this Cobra Commander. If there is names to name, that they create this boogeyman, and if the government wanted to know who it was, they would find out, you know, in days if they wanted to. they don't want to say it.
Yeah. You know, I'm in a unique position to know things a lot of people don't know. And in many cases, to protect the innocent, I'm not going to say who started it. But I can tell you they were only in control of it for about a month. And then it got taken away by a bunch of disinfo experts and operatives right out of the CIA. And that's a fact. And I've got a track record of being accurate about that. So here's what happened with Q. We were very successful exposing the child kidnapping ring, Satanism angle by the Democratic Party. WikiLeaks was very, very successful at releasing real information. Remember that in the run-up to the election 2016?
Hey, someone on the inside was giving out accurate information. That's
okay,
sure.
I'm going to start over. Because the whole Q thing, we could talk for hours about this, so this may take me a while to go over. I've got a little bit of a bug in my throat here. Sorry. You know, here's the thing about the Q deal. I lay out exactly what's going on and nobody cares. Every caller I talk to like you, and I'm not mad at you. When I sit here and I'm telling you specific stuff, I say, did you hear what I just said? And you responded back with, I know somebody was giving out accurate information. I mean, look, I love you, Adam. Did you hear what I just said in the lead up to that? What did I say to you right before you responded back with, yeah, I know somebody was giving out that information?
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous. I might have...
No. It's okay. It's okay. You understand that we lost the country because of Q.
Yes, sir.
And I have to put up with the Q people all over the place. And I'm tired of it. So I'm not mad at you, but you hit a button here. And the damn Q people were the ones that manipulated some people to go into the damn Capitol and work with the feds. Q is the worst people on earth at the top. Q is the New World Order. Q is a psyop to lead us around by our noses. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to start over. I mean, take the Q Shaman. I know him. I know filmmakers that know his family. He's not a bad guy. He's completely schizophrenic. They know he's schizophrenic, and they're sending him to jail for 4 years for doing nothing. That's how sick and how painful all of this is. And my frustration, here's my frustration. I can give you the emails and the documents, and I've shown them on air probably 50 times, where Peter Daszak and Bill Gates and the rest of these criminals are openly creating COVID-19 and talking about releasing it, and no one cares, and no one listens, and no one knows about it. But if it's some magic made-up Huff the Magic Dragon Q thing, everybody knows about it and wants to talk about the minutia all day. So I'm going to start over. Don't hang up, Adam, when we come back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Outside the Supreme Court justices' homes, and there we've got their patron saint up there directing them. All right, getting serious. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. And I apologize to Adam from Oklahoma, who asked a very reasonable question, and I got angry because when I open my brain up and start going back over what all the Q stuff did, it gives me a headache. And the biggest frustration is I know exactly what went on, every damn angle of it. It would take hours to explain. And people don't seem to care about real hardcore documents. And so if you want to believe some nebulous thing knocked yourselves out, some nebulous thing that led the country into destruction and that lied to you at every turn. And I'm not talking to Adam, who I'll go back to in a moment. I'm talking to the nice people, a lot of good people. Like MTG and General Flynn, and myself to a certain extent, knew what was going on with the Q thing and knew that there was a tug of war going on over this anonymous thing. And so, well, let's just try to co-opt it away from the bad guys that are using it and use it for good. And that's what General Flynn tried to do. Okay? Had discussions with him about it. And I told Flynn he ought to just come out and say he's Q so he could shut up all the disinfo people and actually make Q good, and it would be real if Flynn let it. And I'm not going to get into our off-the-record discussions, but because Q is so nebulous, Flynn wouldn't do that. So I was working years ago trying to fix Q. And I'm going to explain this to you, so I'm going to stop right here. I inspired Q. Paul Joseph Watson did. InfoWars did. In the election, WikiLeaks gave birth to Q. WikiLeaks is real. The pedophilia, the child kidnapping rings that are in the emails with John Podesta and all the rest of it, and Tony Podesta, that's all real. So how do you counter something like that? Well, they come out with saying it's really in a pizza place in D.C., not at farmhouses in New York and Illinois and in California. So they divert off onto the pizza place that did have a bunch of creepy, weird stuff and did have some of the people involved as stuff going there. And so you kill a real story with a fake story that discredits it. And that's what happened there. And then a lot of patriots, some in the Trump administration and some in U.S. intelligence, saw that InfoWars got major heat for exposing the pedophile rings and Jeffrey Epstein, and they said, let's do it anonymously and put out intel from our people inside the White House when Trump first got elected, and let's really energize the grassroots and have like a secret propaganda arm that tells the truth but releases stuff too hot to handle to the public. And that was a consortium of people in the White House. They tried to do what InfoWars does, but not putting their name on it. Within a month, it got taken away on the 8chan and the 4chan boards by the other side. I came out and said, it's been compromised, it's bad, get away from it. Then a tug of war happened. Then big tech would let Q information be promoted and pushed to the top everywhere, knowing that would make people get involved with it and think it was real and popular, while we were all being suppressed. Then when I warned people about the Q movement being anonymous and dangerous, people would think, oh, he's opposition to Q and Trump, he's bad. And then I explained that they were going to provocateur people to think they were part of secret missions for Trump to do all sorts of weird, violent things that happened in the U.S., but thank God none of it ever really got big until January 6th. And the majority of people that did go into the building of different organizations and groups and individuals had the Q propaganda background that there was going to be this big storm, and this was the day of the takeover, and it was all going to happen that day. They were led and manipulated by the deep state that by then had taken over. And if you want to understand how this works, look up what happened in Russia in the 1920s with movements that the Russian intelligence communist agency set up to try to find out who all the opposition was in the country. They created their own underground group, which its slogan was Trust the Plan. And they actually went out and led the opposition for several years and then tricked opposition into going to carry out violence, where they then caught them, imprisoned them, and executed them. And so these programs have been done before. It was called Operation Trust, the 100-year-old PSYOP, repackaged as QAnon. That's an excellent article on it. QAnon bears striking resemblance to Bolshevik PSYOP from 1920s, known as Operation Trust. And so, Operation Trust 2.0, everything the globalist does is Bolshevik in style, was carried out. It's been carried out, and now it's gotten so insane, overhead shot please, that in Dallas and in Vegas and in New York City and in L.A. and in Austin, they have meetings sometimes with thousands, usually hundreds, of people that show up with flags saying Trump JFK Jr. 2024, believing he's going to show up, and then they'll just pick some random insane person out of the crowd and say it's JFK Jr. For TV viewers, I'm showing you the image of what's probably 500 to 1,000 people in Dealey Plaza, downtown Dallas, waiting for JFK Jr. to arrive. And that is all the PSYOPers literally testing the mind control they've got over these people. And when these people admit they're wrong, they'll be free of this. But they can't admit they're wrong because they're under Stockholm Syndrome. And those very people think I'm bad because I told them January 20th, Biden will be sworn in. After January 6th, the big push was from the Q people was, oh my gosh, Trump is going to be put in that day. Biden will be arrested. And I said, stay away from D.C. Don't be part of any violence. Watch your back. This is not the time to demonstrate. This is the insanity. And so that's why I have a visceral response. I'm triggered like a leftist when I hear this or I see this, because anything historically that's hidden and esoteric and wearing a mask that you're just supposed to trust as we all go, as one go, we all go and trust the plan. When you hear that, you shouldn't walk. You should run away from it. I'm going to come back, Adam, and finish up with you. Thank you so much. I apologize. Bye, blowing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's going to sell very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
So, I'm actually glad that Adam called in and asked, who and what is Q? And the answer is the same thing as Anonymous. People done good things, hackers, white hat activity, calling themselves Anonymous and wearing the Guy Fawkes mask. A lot of bad stuff's been done in its name. And so anything that is hidden and esoteric is a lot of fun for some people, but it's very, very dangerous and not good. And that's basically where we are on that issue. And I'm pretty much done talking about it. It's been crawling out from under its rock again. And people need to understand that it is simply going to try to lead the liberty movement astray. You had Trump up there saying what he believed in, and he was the president. You have Tucker Carlson, you have Alex Jones, you have yourself, you have countless others who have long histories. You know who they are. You know what they have to say, and what they're doing. And then you've got groups that tell you everything's wonderful and everything's about to be fixed and everything's fine. Now I'll tell you, worldwide, the pendulum has been swinging back against globalism and tyranny for a while. That's why you're seeing the lockdowns and the surveillance and the wars and all the inflation, is they're trying to distract us and get us back in our cages. So there is a lot of good things happening, but that's because you've been spreading the word and you've been waking up and you've been waking other people up. Not some magical intelligence agency or group. And for me, it's not about name dropping, and most of these meetings have been off record. But I haven't just met with people like General Flynn many times. I met with other former intelligence agency heads. I've met with well-known, very famous billionaires. And at these meetings, they're not trying to flatter me. They're spending most of their time asking what I believe. And it isn't about, oh, Alex Jones knows it all. When they have meetings with smart people, they want to hear from them. And I want to hear from them. And our knowledge base is about on par with each other. It's about equal. And so we've got the best thinking with the facts on what's going on, and it's completely transparent. I have a stack of new studies, one out of Israel, one out of the UK, with the same number of spike in emergency room heart problems among fully vaccinated young adults, 25% increase. I mean, that's real numbers, real studies, real things you can sink your teeth into and check. But the corporate media almost never gives you any documentation. They just say Alex Jones is a white supremacist. Or they just say Alex Jones ran January 6th. Or they just say this stuff with no proof. And you shouldn't walk. You should run from people like that. And I want to get to all your calls. I apologize. I've spent 20 minutes on this. But it's an important topic, a painful topic. Got a lot of people hurt on January 6th. A lot of innocent folks are in jail because they thought that they were part of a secret plan working with Trump, and it wasn't Trump, it was the deep state manipulating Trump supporters so they could demonize all of us together. And their plan basically fizzled as a dud, but still caused damage, and we're sad for all those, including the police officer that died of a heart attack later, and others, but particularly Ashley Babbitt and others that died. Okay, Adam in Oklahoma, did that answer your question?
Yes, sir, that was a very powerful answer, and God bless you, Alex. What you wrapped up there is the reason why I called and asked. It's just so many people took the bait for this, and it troubles me, and there's so many real things happening. That was the intent of my call, and I sure appreciate the answer you gave.
Oh, listen, it had nothing to do with you. It was a great question. I'll just be honest with you. I am very angry about January 6th, and I'm very angry how they stole the election, and I'm very angry how people bought into Q. I'm not angry with them. It just enrages me. So I'm sorry that some of that rage sounded like it was directed at you.
And I know it's been a long conversation, but I would, if you'd let me say a prayer for you, I'd sure appreciate
Please
that.
Please do.
Father God, thank you for some of the things that are coming to light in this world. And I thank you for the courage that Alex and his team have had. And Father, as these things come to the surface, let us all look in the mirror and at our own sins, and let us see what Christ has done for us, and let us work on our own walk. We all have room for improvement, Father, but as some of these treacherous evils come to light, just let us look in the mirror as well. And we just thank you and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Adam. Thank you so much. I'm so exhausted. I mean, the Bible says, with great knowledge comes great sorrow, and it's really true. We could end this and fix this so quickly. But as Christ said, the people perish for lack of knowledge, and we are just already going into the new world order, and it's going to be so rough. And, you know, I don't want to sit up here and tell you things are going to get tough and demoralize you. At least you know ahead of other people, and you can warn them and get ready. But I wish I could sit up here and give you all roses and tell you everything's going to be fine. It's not. And Winston Churchill, after the Battle of Dunkirk, when the British forces have been smashed and pushed into the ocean by the Nazis, he can pull a speech up and he says, "I cannot offer you peace, I can't offer you. Safety, I can't offer you anything but blood, sweat, and tears and a long, hard war. But I know this, in the end, we will win. And the outcome of fighting and defeating this tyranny will be much greater than living under it and submitting to it. And so we're going to go on to the end, whatever the cost may be. That's all I can offer you. I could get up here and have three times the listeners, yet I blew a bunch of smoke up your rear end, folks. I just can't do it. I just can't do it. And that doesn't mean that I'm not literally shaken by this information. You know, every day I get up and there's a new Bill Gates or Klaus Schwab or Harari quote where they're going to depopulate us and they're going to take everything we've got. I got a new quote from him today about, you'll have no freedom, you'll have no privacy, you'll have no democracy, you'll have no privacy. I mean, they're just in our faces. And I think we're better than these people. At least as good as them. Why do we let trash like this sit up there and declare war on us, and instead everybody still wants to talk about JFK Jr. is still alive, and he's going to show up with Trump, and they're going to run for president? That's just the most insane horse crap ever heard. But they do it to punch your buttons and see what they can get you to do. And let me say this about my beloved populist Christian right wing, who's the smartest, most informed, hardworking people on the face of the planet, and who I'm humbled to know. The delusional behavior in the Patriot movement is 1/100th out of the Democrats. The Democrats think a man can become a woman, and a woman can become a man. They think chopping a little boy's genitals off, a little girl's breast off, is a plus. They think pedophilia is good. They think inflation is good. They think open borders and disease is good. They think fentanyl is good. They think devaluation of currencies is good. They think famine and death and destruction and everything is good. And you look at them, they're jokes. And they're very sad. And so when we see delusion, we have to understand that that is our enemy. So if something is too good to be true, it is too good to be true. And there ain't no free lunches in this universe. Now, I'm going to go to the calls, and I'm going to take five calls next segment. And I'm going to get to every caller on the board ahead of MTG joining us in about 45, 50 minutes from now. So we'll go to the order the calls are received when we come back. So get ready, and I appreciate you all holding. But that Q discussion was important. Very briefly, I misspoke at the end of the last hour, and it's a good mistake I made. Ultra 12 sold out for 4 or 5 months. Highest quality vitamin B12, so good for your body. Taken sublingually under the tongue. Ultra 12 is back in stock at 40% off, not 25% off. 40% off for a limited time. Infowarstore.com, you can get it 40% off as well with the Survival Shield X2, despite the fact it's selling out. Together in the combo pack, the Infowars Life Core combo pack, 40% off as well with those together. And it keeps us on the air, and they're game-changing. We'll be right back. Please stay with us.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This headline, Monday Live, leftist brown shirts intensify firebombings, intimidation campaigns across the U.S. in an attempt to force Americans into letting them kill more children. And it's all true. That's some other big breaking news I'll hit at the end of the segment dealing with George Soros and his mind control board, his Ministry of Truth. Can't make that up. It's all real, all happening. It's going to get a lot worse when we wake up and say no. But let's talk to a great caller in Colorado. Let's talk to Julio.
Andro, it's good to chat with you, senor. It's been a while. I escaped Illinois, the Chicago area, a city that was once a crown jewel of the Midwest and the U.S., escaped to northern Colorado, where there are a lot of patriots. I see a lot of InfoWars bumper stickers. A lot of beautiful people out there, but I tell you what, Alex, I've never seen a homeless problem like I've seen in Denver, Colorado. I call it Mount Skid, like Skid Row in L.A. It's incredible. Folks, if you're in a city, if you're near a metropolitan area, I'd say escape while you can because it's going to be horrific in the years to come.
And for those that don't know, I didn't know you were the Julio I knew. You've been a guest on the show a few times. You're a reporter. So good to have you here with us, Julio.
Yeah, good to be back, Alex. It's been a while since I've last spoken to you. It's incredible to see where we are in this country from, I mean, God, I started listening to you when I was in college 10, 11 years ago. It's insane. You know, when I first started calling, I spoke a lot about weather modification. The Air Force has a document owning weather as a force multiplier, owning the weather in 2025. Well, it's a part of a six-piece document series called Air Force 2025, where they go through a bunch of scenarios that they forecast for the year 2025. And here we are a few years out. And it's quite insane to see, especially in this document, talking about transnational corporations and their power and influence over, you know, over policy, over wars. And we're seeing that right now, especially with a guy like Bill Gates. My biggest concern, Alex, you know, you see with the situation in Ukraine and Russia with fertilizer and wheat prices skyrocketing. You're also going to see that with hay. I spoke to a hay farmer out in northeastern Colorado who's hitting the panic button about wheat, hay futures.
Oh, there's an incredible cascading chain reaction.
No doubt about it. I mean, if you look at the U.S. drought monitor, the biggest areas in the country that's dealing with drought is the western part of the United States. That's California, where it produces a lot of fruits and vegetables, wine, Colorado. You have the High Plains as well, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Wyoming, with a lot of wheat that is dependent across the country. So I've attended several weather modification conferences over the last few years, one in San Antonio, Texas, beautiful city, one in Fargo, North Dakota. So there's no doubt in my mind that weather modification programs are taking place. And if people just search geoengineering, they'll read people like Alan Roback from Rutgers.
Oh, absolutely. And it all ties together, and it's all part of the depopulation plan. They really admit they're doing it. Julio, thank you for holding. It's great hearing from you. If you ever want to shoot us an email or come on as a guest or tell us what you're doing these days, maybe you can do some reporting for us while you're out in Colorado. And let me take this – get his number, guys. Thanks, Julio. Take this full circle. The left is farming homeless. They advertise it. They bring them there. They give them food. And then they get welfare checks that the leftist groups skim the top off of. And so they're farming the homeless like a farmer would farm wheat or corn or soybeans. All right, up next here would be Eben in California. Eben, thank you for calling.
Alex, it's a pleasure to talk to you today. Hey, Alex, I wanted to point something out that I think the key to victory is the church and Jesus Christ and all the people in America that are Christians. And if I could point something out, I noticed that in churches and studies, they say that they stop preaching prophecy. 25% of the Bible is prophecy, and it essentially is talking about what you're talking about. So the great disconnect and where the power has been removed, almost like a Q movement thing, where the power has been removed from America is with weak pastors that got bribed into not preaching prophecy. And then we have pastors that will preach the rapture, which I actually believe in at some point, but that Christians think, hey, if I just, you know, go to sleep and rest, that everything will be done right. Well, I believe the reason why God's allowed so many people to suffer with the vaccines and things like that is so that they'll realize God is trying to do us a favor telling us about prophecy. He's trying to get us ready. And the listeners are the greatest salt of the earth are the InfoWars listeners. And I just want to point out, because I've been able to do it effectively in California, just one guy, building a couple little websites and stuff like that. If every listener confronted the pastors in their town and said, you got to deal with this, let me know what you think about InfoWars, tell me about this message, if it actually would cost a pastor his, you know, success in a town, if he forced pastors to deal with InfoWars.com and the prophetic message that essentially you're preaching. And I do believe that InfoWars is the most effective church on planet Earth for getting the word of God out. It's the one that isn't holding back. You don't have ulterior motives. From the products you sell, I really enjoyed X2. From the products you sell and everything you're saying, you're risking your life. And frankly, most Christian pastors aren't. They should be banned. They should be banned, not you. It's the pastors that are supposed to be talking about the New World Order, not you. So, you know, essentially, I believe you and Owen, the whole InfoWars team, are the most effective church on planet Earth. And I really would like to urge people that were given to their weak neighborly church to confront that church and to start making their tithes and offerings to InfoWars. And just so you know, I'm an evangelist. I have a Jesus Christ Worldwide Ministries.org website. Is abortion murder? I'm doing what I can. But I'll tell you this, the most effective ministry tool I've ever had for people to come to Christ was explaining to them about InfoWars and learn about the real world. Now they have the fear of God in them, which should have been there the entire time. So
beautifully said. The churches have been taken over. They're not doing their jobs on average. And the churches should be exploding in size right now as prophecies fulfilled. The church should be on the front lines fighting all this evil. But instead, it's become really the heart of the New World Order. And that's why it goes back to the people on the ground like you and I. And God bless you, sir. And I appreciate your call. Powerful call. Let's take another powerful call here. I'm going to hold Carlos over in the next hour. He's a longtime caller. I really want to hear what he has to say. I want to hear what everybody has to say. But we're on the order the calls are received here. Let's go to Justin in North Carolina. You're on the air. Thank you, Justin.
Hi, Alex. It's a great pleasure to talk to you. I've been a listener for, 15 years now. And I'm happy to say I've been able to pump money into the InfoWars war chest for much of that time.
We would have been shut down without you, brother. We've been taking the globalist on, especially the last 4 years at point blank range. So thanks for keeping us in the fight.
Oh, gosh, I know. I've been listening to you. A Terror Storm was your latest documentary when I started listening. It's been that long. So your studio is like a little broom closet. It was tiny. So it's amazing to see what's happened in the last 15 years. But, I mean, that's not why I'm calling in. I'm calling in, it kind of goes on from the last caller, really, just about, Christianity and following Jesus. I used to kind of almost scoff when I hear you talk about God on the show way back when. I grew up in the Church of England, and I live in the U.S. now, but I grew up in England, and it was very easy to become cold because it just, there was no talk of a real relationship between God and Jesus. You kind of read a few Bible passages, and it was very dry and very dull. And so I strayed for many years. But it wasn't until I was locked down in Spain in 2020 that I heard Pastor Rodney on your show, who was on your show last week, it was a fantastic interview. And I felt called. I just felt called to his church. And it was quite profound, really, because I'd lived in Tampa for 7 years. I was in Spain.
Justin, don't hang up. I want to hear the rest of this. We're going to break 2 minutes. Don't hang up. We're coming right back to you, Justin. And then we'll get to everybody else here. Carlos, Marcos, Trucker Josh, California, Rodney, Michael, and Monica. Those are the order they receive. Well, Monica's actually before some of those, so we'll go. Monica's like the third caller we're going to. But we're going to come back with Justin, and then we're going to go to Carlos, Monica, and others. Stay with us. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. And thank you all for your prayer and your support. But that's what InfoWars is meant to be, like a mothership, to bring on all these other interesting, informative people, scientists and pastors and teachers and police officers and farmers and inventors and activists. And that's what it's all about. We'll be right back with hour number three in your calls in 2 minutes.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.